Guten Erev Shabbos. We're not in yeshiva this week. At least I'm not. But it's still an opportunity for us to learn more of Hashemesh together. So I wanted to share one piece, a relatively short piece, on Parag Gimel Pasuk Hay and Pasuk Vav. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, Hakrev es Matei Levi, Vahamad Oso Lifnei Hashem, Lifnei Aaron HaKohen, Vesher Su Oso. So Moshe is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring close B'nei Levi, stand them before Aaron HaKohen, and they will share su'o so, and they will provide a service to Aaron. The Levium, in a sense, work for the Kohanim. Strange notion. What does that mean? What does that mean that the Levium will be of service to the Kohanim? Is that true that the Levium, in fact, were the Misharsim, the Gabayim of the Kohanim, of Aaron HaKohen? Ayin Perish Rashi, look in Rashi, who explains that the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash, of guarding Beis HaMikdash, is a joint responsibility of Kohanim, of Levium, Ayin Meseches Tamid, Meseches Midos, at the very beginning. But there's more to be said, as the Rebbe often does, and he wants to understand what exactly is the nature of this service that the Levium are somehow mevatel themselves to the Kohanim. V'suyei Shalhovin V'pasach Shalachrov. We need to understand the next pasuk as well. V'nasata es ha-Levium la'aron u'levanov. Nisunim heima lo meis bnei Yisrael. Again, it's almost like the Torah is doubling down on nisunim kasha. What's v'nasata? What exactly? In what sense are the Levim given over to the Kohanim? And what does it mean nisunim heima? V'chi heima matana legamri la'aron u'levanov. Shu avadim lo. Is it literally to be understood? It's almost like Hashem gifted the Levim to Aaron and his sons to serve, to work. We don't find anywhere that the Levim serve, in fact, as avadim and servants, in a sense, to the Kohanim. And furthermore, we need to understand v'tzu yesh lahavin ha'pasuk shel achrav v'ez Aaron v'ez banav tifkod v'shamru es kuhunasam. Again, Aaron and his sons should make sure that they keep their avoda, that they guard their kahuna. We know that. They're kohanim. They've been assigned to kohanim for a long time. Why dafka here, as the Levium are being given this sort of secondary role that they play to the kohanim, are the kohanim themselves reminded of guarding their avoda, of being true to themselves? What is the need to command this at this time? Of course they should guard the kahuna. They should honor and respect and do the avoda of the kahuna. Ki kvar nitztavu b'toras kohanim alzeh. We know this already from Chumash Vayikra. Why dafka, in the context of Levium, does it remind the Kohanim to be true Kohanim? So the Rebbe explains. Ki adua ki mitchilas b'riyas ha'olam nis'ava kodesh baruch hu lios tshchinas b'tachtonim. Baruch Hashem, we've been learning the Sefer all year. We've seen many, many, many times this theme in the Mor of Hashemesh, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has a strong, burning desire to dwell in our midst, to make up a dwelling place, a shchina, Hashroas Hashchina, in the Tachtonim, in the lower realms, Kanizkra le'el b'kam makomos, as we've mentioned many, many times. Uvekimas ha-mishkan v'chol keilav, oz yarda Hashchina b'tachtonim. As is explained in Sefer Kodesh, he writes, we know that from the time the Mishkan was established and all the keilim were put into place, that created the structure, the space, for there to be a dira b'tachtonim, for there to be a Hashchina b'tachtonim. V'inei ha-gam, this is an incredible line, nonetheless, nowadays, when we don't have a Mishkan, lo aleinu, we don't have a Mikdash. Nonetheless, through guarding the Torah HaKadosha, through our commitment to Torah and getting together as a Klal Yisrael Yachtov, to come together in Avodas Hashem, that itself creates a makom of Hashroas Hashchina. In other words, we are getting back to sort of the original intention that we should all be a place of Hashras Hashchina. So all the more so when we get together, when we continue to grow together in Torah, and we have Avas Yisrael towards each other, that itself, what better place for Kodesh Baruch Hu's Shechina to reside? V'tzadikim, Shabbi Yisrael yecholim limshoch, rachim gedolim al Knesset Yisrael. And tzadikim have an incredible ability to, again, to bring Rachmanis upon the Jewish people, the Knesset Yisrael, the collective Jewish people, laham tikola dinam bagvuras b'sharshan, to soften the midas adin that exists in the world, which is always a superficial expression of reality, Bepnimius, the shorish of every midas adin, is really nothing other than sweetness. Ki adua, as is known, and tzaddikim have the ability to transform them. But there's different types of tzaddikim. There are tzaddikim yesh midas o midas chesed, v'yesh yesh lo zos hamida, v'yesh tzaddikim shein ba'am midas ha'gvura. There are tzaddikim that are rooted in gvura. We talk about Shammai and Hillel, and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, different worldviews. Kulam ahuvim, kulam kadoshim. Right? But there's different midos. There's tzaddikim who are more naturally rooted in the mid of chesed, more naturally rooted in the mid of gvura. And while gvura, of course, is a heilig midah, but the outer layer of gvura is k'shmo k'enu. It's gvura. It's midas adin. And therefore, the tzaddik has to be careful that in his great midas adin, he has to be careful not to chas v'shalom bring that negatively upon Klal Yisrael. Perhaps that was the tikkun of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai when he first came out of the cave, and his midas gvura was so palpable and so strong and so much felt in the world that he was burning people up with his eyes. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, go back to the cave for one more year, learn the midah of chesed, learn how every gvura is really the ultimate sweetness at its shorish, and that's what Rishon Bar Yochai became. He became that incredible, sweet, loving Tana who provides so much for Klal Yisrael in terms of his rachmanas on Klal Yisrael and advocating on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Ki chalila yacholin lahachriv ha'olam. Because again, exactly like Hashem said to Rashbi, that if you're not careful, the midas adin, the gvura, could literally destroy the world. Olam chesed yibaneh, as the pasuk says in Tehillim. So we need to guard that midah of chesed very cautiously, very carefully. So again, a tzaddik who finds his place being in the world of gvura has to work to sweeten and to soften and to rectify that gvura at its root. Okay, that's true about tzaddikim in general. But says the Mor v'Shemesh, v'zei yedua l'kol ki kohanim midasam hayim midas ha-chesed, v'aleviyam midasam hayim mitzar ha-gvuros. We know that fundamentally, just like there's a Shammai and a Hillel, there's a Beis Shammai and a Beis Hillel, there's a Rabba and a Rabbi Zeira, there's a Rabbi Yochanan and a Reish Lakish, personality types, heilige tzaddikim and their derech and avodas Hashem. So kohanim have a derech and leviyam have a derech. The derech, b'derech chlal of a kohen is chesed. Tzaddikim even point out that Chesed is Gematria Kohen, Chesed is 72, plus the three letters is Gematria Kohen. Leviyam draw from the left side, Mitzad HaGvura, and therefore what? So now we come to the Pesukim. V'zem ra mezat Torah, Kadosha, Hakrev esmate Levi, v'hamadato oso lifnei Aaron HaKohen, v'shersu oso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe Rabbeinu, take the Leviyam and position them in such a way that they will be what? Secondary, that they will be subservient, that they will work for the Kohanim. What does that mean? Perish shehem yisharshu as Aaron haKohen shemidasa legamrei b'midas haChesed. Make sure the Levi remains subservient to the midah of Aaron, the midah of Oiv Shalom, Verodev Shalom, the midah of Chesed, the midah of Kohanu who are mavarech as Amo Yisrael be'ava. Make sure. That's why, by the way, Rabbi Shimon had to go back to the cave for that 13th year. 13th gematria Ava. He had to sweeten himself to become the sweet tzaddik that he is that we know him as Rishon Bar Yochai. The Heilige Tana. So too, all the Leviim have to be mevatel themselves, as it were, to the Kohanim, to the Midah of Chesed, of the Kohen. The right hand has to stay on top of the left hand, so to speak. That they also should understand that Gvura is also bepnimius rooted in Chesed. Not to use the Midah of Gvura Chas V'Shalom superficially. It can be very, very damaging, can be very destructive. Right, think about what happened with Korach and that power struggle over there. There's a lot of gvura which can be very, very damaging to Klal Yisrael if it comes out in the wrong way, even though it's rooted in a very holy and special thing. And that's what I mean. Literally, give over the Leviim. Make sure the Leviim feel that they are given over to Aaron and his sons, to the world of Kohanim. Nesunim heim alom. They are truly transferred to him, in a sense. Shehem legamri yavatlu midasam. That they should entirely be mevatel their midah segvura, v'yizbalu legamri legabe Aaron haKohen ubanav. They should be again subservient in their attitude to the attitude of Aaron and his sons, which is ava and chesed and rachamim and goodness for Klal Yisrael. V'yargilas atzum of midah sekohanim legamri. They should train themselves to work for the Kohanim, to realize that we're trying to just bring out that nekuda of Kohen within us. V'zemu ramiz lanu a pasuk. That's what the pasuk says. V'shamru es kol klei olamoid. ki yadua mi sifrei kodesh ki yesh atzmus v'kelim. We know that there's atzmus, there's the essence of kachvichu, the essence of everything. And then there's kelim, and then there's the vessel that contains whatever the thing itself is. Atzmus and kelim, obviously, we use even as a mashal, legabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the atzmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's the sviros by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests in the world. Uvekelim yesh gvuros HaKadosh, but because the kli is more superficial, it's more external, so the kli has more of the, again, the outer trappings of gvura. And therefore we need to what? We need to guard the clay, Oel Moed. We have to guard the kelim to make sure that the midas gvura is truly transformed into a midas of chesed. V'shamru es kol clay Oel Moed. Guard the kelim of the Oel Moed. Peirish sheyishvru shelo yishtamshu v'midas gvuros shenekram kelim. Protect, hold back in a sense the kelim. Rather, make sure the Levim understand that they are given over to the world of Chesed, of Kohen. And mix in with the Kohanim in such a way that they don't stand out, that they feel, again, that they're truly drawing from the Hashpa of the Kohen of the world of Chesed. And that's why the Pasuk has to remind the Kohanim, remember who you are, because as you have a Hashpa on someone else, sometimes there's a reverse effect that has hashpa on you. Ki yesh lachush shelo yilmedu hakohanim b'midas levim lios eitzel hakohanim shemetz ma mitzad gvuras hakadoshim. The kohanim have to be careful not to learn even a shemetz ma, even a tiny trace of that gvura of the world of Levi. It shouldn't, God forbid, in any way take away or somehow impact the incredible chesed that's supposed to be emanating from the world of Kohen out into the world. By mixing with the Levium, they have to be very careful that it doesn't become a wrongful blend. The Levi should be subservient to Kohen. The word Levi even means attachment, right? To connect to something. Levi is being told, attach yourself to something sweeter, something bigger, something more refined. Right? Yes, Gvura contains that chesed within, but it has to refine itself. Zeka Amar Apasuk Vez Aaron Vez Banov Tifkod, remind Aaron and his sons, once again, reassign them to their heiliga task of what? V'shamru es kuhunasam. Let them guard the kuhuna. Let them guard that midah of chesed. Sheyishvu es atzam, shelo yilmedu es atzam, yalevim klal. They shouldn't, in any measure, be influenced by the levim and their midah. Rak yishvu es kohanim, lios, kayamim, b'midasam. They should maintain their midah, namely the midah of chesed. Limshach rachamim, v'chasadim, al kanesis Yisrael. To bring nothing other than goodness and sweetness upon the Jewish people. All right, we should be zocha. We should be zocha as we begin a new sefer, Chumash Bamidbar, and we prepare ourselves for the Antu Veshuas. We should understand this lesson very well. The importance of being mashpia, goodness upon each other, to be able to unify through the Ava and the Achva that the Kohanim embody, that Aaron HaKohen, again, the Oyev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, so greatly embodies. And Mir Tzashem, in that tzchus, will be zocha to stand Ki Ishachad, Balevachad, with the Kabbalah Satorah, Tafshin Pei Gimel, Haba Aleinu Letovah.